Hey, good morning, everybody. This is First Warren Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Penimich. I want to give you the latest on what's going on with Irene. Irene is a pretty strong storm right now, but it has weakened just a little bit as it's been moving north. The eye wall is all but collapsed as it's been moving up towards the north, and some dry air and shear on the west side is beginning to kind of break it up a little bit. Not enough that it's going to deter major impacts in North Carolina, but at least it's not going to get stronger. The latest coordinates, if you're tracking, 30.7 north, 77.3 west. Winds are now just 105 miles per hour. The pressure is 946 millibars, and the movement is north at 14, though there is a hint of a northeast churn just a little bit. I would say it's more north-northeast as opposed to due north, maybe just a shade off in that direction. It's exactly 212 miles southeast of Charleston, South Carolina, currently 227 miles southeast of Myrtle Beach, and approximately 247 miles almost due south of Wilmington, North Carolina. Morehead City, it's 281 miles away, and over there towards Cape Hatteras, 330 miles to your southwest. Forecast right now takes it to just about Cape Lookout, maybe slightly east of there, Atlantic Beach, Morehead City area, at about 10:45 tomorrow morning, give or take an hour, depending on the speed and because the orientation of the coast. If it turns a little left or right, it could be sooner or later. Then it moves up towards Nag's Head and the northern Outer Banks late tomorrow evening by about 6 o'clock p.m., with still probably 100-mile-per-hour winds just offshore, but 80 to 90-mile-per-hour winds along the path. It is a little lopsided. Most of the dry air on the west side is actually eating up the cloud cover there. It's really, when they talk about how wide this is, it's not a complete circle. The width is pretty wide. The hurricane force winds are approximately about 100 miles wide right now. But the tropical storm force winds do extend out about 300 miles. But again, that's only about maybe 150 miles west with maybe, you know, 300-400 miles east. So It's kind of one of those things when you hear the width of the storm, it's not exactly a circle. Most of the wind is on the east side. As you go west, things actually go from really bad to really good in a very short period of time. In fact, I would say west of 95, you're probably not going to see much of anything. East of I-95, it actually won't be too bad until you get towards the coastal plain and things ramp up pretty quickly. The storm's still moving to the northeast. The models have been trending a little bit more that way. Should be interesting to see if the storm can hold its own with the shear that's encroaching on the west side as well as the dry air. Something else that's kind of interesting, there's another trough coming down that should start to either pull it back towards New England or it could actually push it offshore. I think the interesting thing will be the amount of interaction with the frontal boundary, which is stalled near the coast right now. That could actually produce widespread heavy rain. So the concern really is for water right now with all that surge moving inland as well as the rainfall falling on the land and then trying to flow in the rivers back out to sea. Those two are going to come together and the water is going to, backwater flooding we kind of call it, because the water can't flow downstream. It ends up backing up and you get a lot of flooding in like areas like New Bern, Washington, Elizabeth City, then up in the Chesapeake and all the way up to New York. So that's the latest right now. I'll try to keep things up to date online. We have crews all over the coast. We'll have updates starting every hour at the top of the hour on WCNC-TV and online. We've got a running blog going right now with updates from all of our crews via Twitter. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. I'll try to answer them as best I can. I've got storm surge maps on my blog right now, which is a great resource if you live in Eastern North Carolina for how much water you can expect with the current track.